The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Yeah, I know JP's going to dive into this because we've been saying all season long, like, you win the clunkers. You want to be a good team, you win your clunkers. And it seems like the Eagles win a lot of clunkers right now. I want to focus on the McDermott decision. Oh. Nick Geary, who I love, I've known for years. We hosted a show together about, you know, who the Bills were going to draft that draft cycle when they drafted Josh Allen, called Intentional Scouting. It was a lot of fun to do that show. And he reminded us that a year ago on Thanksgiving, you know, when they were trailing to Detroit, they went like right down the field with like one big throw. That's all you needed. Like, and Aaron Schatz also pointed out that, like, they took a timeout to, like, basically mismanage the clock at the end of that game. Like, give yourself a chance. Give Josh Allen a chance. Tony Romo's in the booth saying, like, throw it on 2 of 3 downs. He was saying that over and over and over again near the end of regulation and overtime because you've got a talented quarterback with a rocket right arm that could get you back into field goal range in the blink of an eye. You've got 20 seconds to work with. This could be your 13 seconds kind of game. And they play for overtime on the road. Like, I just don't get that decision. With your season potentially on the line, you're going to do that? Man, I don't know.
I mean, that was the 2023 Bills in a nutshell, that entire game. Josh Allen goes supernova. I mean, that was a phenomenal Josh Allen game. You start to see him use his legs a little bit more. You see the throws that he was making. And, you know, you come up short multiple times. You don't go for it. You don't try and go score, get in the field goal range with 20 seconds left, even though, like you said, Josh Allen has done that before. And then when you get into overtime, Gabe Davis forgets where the ball is and reminds you of, or reminded me, that Gabe Davis is the football version of J.R. Smith, where it's either a spectacular catch or he's forgetting where the ball is. But this is the Bills in a nutshell. This is what the Bills are. They are a team that cannot win in the margins. And that's where I think the Eagles are. I think the difference in, like, the Eagles and a team that we kind of compare them to, like, last year's Vikings. So I went and looked it up. Last year's Vikings team was, I believe, they were in the late 28th in DVOA.
Right.
The Eagles are 8th. It's not like this team is just barely scraping by.
They
win the clunkers, but the thing that I'm most impressed about with the Eagles is how they win in the margins. They go for it on fourth down. You only have to get 9 yards in 3 plays because that 1 yard, you can just push forward. They're always lurking around. You can never get them out of a game because they have the talent to overcome any mistake. Jalen Hurts did not play a great game. It was very clear that he is hurt. He is injured. He cannot run at all. But you have the deep throws to Devontae Smith. You have the Olamide Zaccheaus touchdown, which was a beautiful throw and catch. You have Devontae Smith, who had a phenomenal game. A.J. Brown, once again, was very good. But then you just have all these dudes. And at the end of the day, you have to beat them. You have to physically go out and win in the margins to take them down. And that's something where the Bills just don't have it. And that goes back to the coaching. The Eagles are a much better coach team, and they know how to win in the margins, which is what makes them the best team in the NFL.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. you can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.